Welcome to episode 1153 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We have just launched a new series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. In the previous episode, Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me and I in you." What is this scripture telling us? Spiritual growth is not about effort or independence, but about intimacy with Christ, trust in the Father's pruning hand, and the Spirit's power flowing through our lives to bring glory to God. Jesus said to them,
"I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst."
In a world hungry for meaning, connection, and permanence, Jesus speaks a simple but earth-shaking truth. "I am the bread of life." He doesn't say, "I give bread," or even, "I can lead you to bread." He says, "I am the bread." This is more than metaphor. It is a declaration of identity, provision, and relationship. Bread made from barley was most common for poor and rural people. Barley was cheaper and easier to grow, though less nutritious and harder to digest than wheat. It had a coarser texture and a darker color. Wheat bread was preferred by the wealthy. Wheat flour made softer, whiter loaves. In cities or wealthier homes, this was the bread of choice, associated with status and refinement. Grain was crushed using hand mills or larger stone mills. This was time-consuming, especially for women who usually bore this task. Flour was mixed with water and salt if available. Richer households might add olive oil, honey, or herbs. Most bread was baked in ovens. Clay ovens, tabuns, were common in villages. These were dome-shaped and heated with fire or hot stones. Communal ovens existed in towns and cities. Some bread was baked on hot stones or metal plates directly over a fire. In Rome, a loaf of bread could cost about one-tenth of a denarius, and a denarius was a day's wage. This gives a sense of how vital and relatively costly bread could be for the poor. In times of scarcity, bread was rationed, and hoarding or price manipulation caused unrest. Bread was more than food. It was a symbol of provision, survival, and divine blessing. In first century Jewish life, bread was the staple of daily sustenance. It wasn't a side dish. It was essential. Saying, "I am the bread of life," was like saying, "I am your basic necessity. I am your life source." For a largely agrarian and economically fragile society, this metaphor would immediately resonate as intimate, urgent, and tangible. But more than that, Jesus' audience would have heard echoes of Israel's story in the wilderness, where God provided manna from heaven. In fact, the crowd had just experienced Jesus miraculously feeding the 5,000 with barley loaves and fish. They were connecting him to Moses, asking for more signs. Jesus redirects them. "It wasn't Moses who gave you the bread, it was my Father. And now, the true bread from heaven is here." He wasn't just giving bread. He was the bread. After being fed, the crowd was amazed, but also eager for more. Many followed him not because they understood the sign, but because they wanted another free meal. Jesus challenged them.
"Jesus, do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life."
He was shifting their focus from stomachs to souls, from temporary satisfaction to eternal sustenance. By calling himself the bread of life, Jesus redefined the people's expectations. They wanted another sign, another miracle meal, something to satisfy physical hunger. But he points to spiritual hunger, a deeper emptiness that no loaf could fill. Jesus draws a clear line between perishable and imperishable. Just as manna in the desert spoiled after a day, the things we chase in life, success, comfort, relationships, even religion, cannot nourish our souls eternally. Only abiding in Christ, trusting in his death and resurrection, gives us true life, both now and forever. When we come to Jesus, not just once but daily, we find nourishment for the deepest parts of ourselves. He will satiate the ache we carry inside, the emptiness, the restlessness, the spiritual hunger that nothing in this world can satisfy. To come to Jesus is to trust him enough to feast on his truth, depend on his presence, and receive his grace. To believe in him is to draw life not from accomplishments or possessions, but from who he is and what he has done. This doesn't mean life will always feel full or easy. But it does mean that when we walk with Jesus, we'll never be truly empty again. The hunger of our hearts is met in his presence. The thirst of our soul is quenched by his love. He doesn't offer us a temporary fix. He offers himself. Let's get deep. Understanding this metaphor gives us profound insight into the heart of Jesus' mission and identity. Jesus is essential, not optional. He is not dessert. He is the daily bread. Jesus satisfies completely. The hunger of the heart, the longing for purpose, forgiveness, and hope. It's found in him. Jesus invites us to daily dependence. Just as Israel had to gather manna each morning, we are to daily draw close to Christ, to feast on his word, dwell in his presence, and walk by faith. This metaphor also points to the Last Supper, where Jesus breaks bread and says,
"This is my body broken for you."
This is my body given for you. This is the cup that holds the blood of the new covenant. This is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you. Before you eat, before you drink, take a long look inside and tell me what you see. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me. The love of Christ poured out anew. This is the Son of God who died for you. Before you eat, before you drink, take a long look inside and tell me what you see.
The bread of life becomes the Lamb of God, offering himself as nourishment through sacrifice. The metaphor thus becomes not only intimate, but sacramental, shaping how the church remembers, worships, and communes with Christ. To sample him as one option among many. He calls us to feast on him, to abide, to believe, to trust that only he can satisfy the soul's hunger.
Given for you. This is the cup that holds the blood of the new covenant. This is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you.
When we come to him in faith, we find not just provision, but the presence and power of the living God. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be not just our teacher or guide, but our very sustenance. Help us to come to him not out of habit, but out of hunger. Teach us to trust that he alone can satisfy the deep places in our hearts. Fill us with the bread of life today, and let our lives reflect the fullness we have in him. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.